Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Shavuos. Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Our Mishnah is going to begin with five cases from Masechtes Ksubos, which I'm sure we all remember from Ksubos, right? Machazar is a good thing. The Mishnah, after chazaring over these five cases, and in all these five cases, we're going to see someone has to swear in order to collect, Mishnah is going to say the same is true for those five cases, it's going to be true for a case of when Yisayimim collect from Yisayimim, they have to swear to collect. Let's see our Mishnah inside. Zak the Mishnah. Once again, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Zayin. Kashem She'amru, just as Chazal taught us in Masechtes Ksubos, that a Pogemes Ksubasa, this is case number one. Let's say a woman got paid a little bit of her Ksuba. She brings her Ksuba to Bezin and says, but she was already paid part of it, she wants the rest of it. Loisipara, Ela Beshvua, she's not paid the rest unless she makes a Shvua that she wasn't paid in full yet. Of course, we're talking about a case where the husband tainus that she already received everything. Case number two. Again, we have a woman that comes and says, please, can I have my ksuba? The eid echad me'ida, and a single eid testifies, she perua, that it was paid already. Loisi para, she won't get paid. Her ksuba, ela bishvua, unless she swears. Let's remember, if two eidim would have come and testified that she got paid, she gets nothing. If no eidim would come, she shouldn't have to swear. But if one eid comes, it's going to be mechay of her to swear. Third case, menuchas ha-mishubadim. This is a woman who comes to collect her ksuba from the husband's sold property. When a woman gets married, she has a ksuba. She has to have a ksuba. And automatically, her husband's land and buildings becomes like a guarantee for the ksuba. Let's say the husband sells all of his property, and then he passes away, or he divorces her. She can collect her ksuba from the land or the buildings that were sold. And those people who bought it, they should have checked to make sure that the husband didn't guarantee a payment through these properties. That's called nechasa mishibadim. Fourth case is uminichsa yisayimim. If the woman comes to collect property from her husband's yisayimim, the dayarshin from him, in both of these cases, which we'll call case number three and case number four, whether it's menachasim eshibadim, the properties that were used as a guarantee to the ksuba that were sold, or from yisayimim, loiti para ela b'shvua, she's not paid, she can't collect, not from the buyers, or the yisayimim, unless she makes a shvua that the ksuba is still owed to her. Case number five, v'anifrasha loy b'fonav. Let's say the husband divorced her, and then he's on a boat, he went overseas, and now she wants to be paid her ksuba from his property, but he's not here now. Loisi para ela b'shvua. She's not paid unless she makes a shvua that she still owed the money. So just like this is true in these five cases, zokta mishne vayter v'chein ha-yisoyimim lo yuparu ela b'shvua. The Batanura says we're talking about the following case. Yisoyimim that are trying to get paid from yisoyimim. One group of yisoyimim comes to another group of yisoyimim, and they say, your father owed our father money. The group of Yisayim that they're claiming from, they say, well, we don't know if our father paid this. Maybe he paid the loan up already. Now, it really depends on what exactly they say. If the Yisayim that they're trying to collect from say, our father never borrowed any money from your father. It's not true, there's no such loan. And the Yisayim that are trying to collect the money, they take out a Shtar Chayv. The Shtar Chayv says that there was such a loan. In this case, they would get paid even without a Shvua. Because they can't change their mind and say, no, really, our father did tell us about loan, but we paid it already. But you saying there was no such loan, you admitted that it wasn't paid yet. If there was no loan, you didn't pay it. And the Shtar says that there was a loan. Furthermore, says the Batanur, it has to be that the Malva died. Remember, the Malva is the one who lends the money during the lifetime of the Loiva, during the lifetime of the person who borrowed the money. But if the Loiva, if the borrower died, B'chai Malva, during the lifetime of the lender, that would mean that the Malva, the lender, would automatically have to swear if he wants to get anything. Because whenever you want to get money from Yisayimim, one has to swear, even with a shtar. Now that the Malva died, there's a halacha that ve'ein adam moirish mamayin. A person doesn't give over biyerusha money that you have to swear for to his children. This money that the lender who died owes him is money you can only collect with a shvua. And that type of money is not inherited to the children, because the children can't make that shvua. Okay, in case you're a little confused, just know as follows. When Yisaimim want to collect from other Yisaimim, and the Yisaimim they're trying to collect from, say, maybe our father paid it already. So even though the Yisaimim who are trying to collect say there's a shtar chai, but maybe their father paid it already, they could only collect with a shvuah. That's what we have to know. Now, these Yisaimim that are trying to collect from the other Yisaimim, they have a shtar chayv that says, your father owed our father money. They have to swear. What do they have to swear? What should they swear? They can't swear that the money wasn't paid, because how do they know? Maybe the money was paid. Maybe the father of the other Yisaimim already paid it. So what's this shvua? Zakta Mishnah, shvua, they're going to have to say, we swear, shalai fikadanu abba, that our father didn't command us, and our father didn't tell us. The word pikadanu means before the father passed away. B'shas misa, says the Batanuna. V'le amalanu abba means the father didn't tell them any time before that. Father never said to them, oh, by the way, you know the loan was paid up, so don't use that shtar chayv to collect. I don't want to collect twice. That's what they have to swear. They also have to swear, or included in the shua is, shle metzinu ben shtiroisav shel abba. We didn't find between our father's documents a receipt that states sheshtar zeperua, that this loan was paid already. Okay, so l'maisa, the Tanakama holds that a yasim or yasim have to swear that his father or their father never told them that the loan was paid and that he didn't find the receipt. Now, what happens if these yasim that are trying to collect were born after the father passed away? So they can't swear what the father told them because they never met their father. They could, however, swear that they never found the document which says that the loan was paid up, that they didn't find the receipt. So it could be it's mashiv in the Tanakama that they wouldn't have to, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika says, "Afilu noilad ben, even if the lender's son was born li'acher misas ha'av, after the petir of the father, reza nishba v'naitel, he must still swear that he didn't find the receipt, and only then could he collect the chayv." True, he can't swear whether he heard from his father or not that the loan was paid, but he could swear at least that he didn't find the receipt amongst his father's documents. Zakt de Mishnah weiter. Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Im yesh edim, if there are edim, she'amar ha'av b'shas misasi, that the father said at the time that he passed away, right before he passed away, that shtar ze ein perua, the document is not paid, then who knows till the son can collect the money shaloi b'shvua, even without a shvua. The Batanura says that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel. So we learned in our Mishnah, just like we say a woman who received partial payment, that was case number one, on her ksuba, can't collect the rest without a shvua. Just like a woman who comes to claim her ksuba, there's an eid echad that says it was paid. It can't stop her from getting paid. There's only an eid echad, but she can only collect the rest with a shvua. That was case number two. Case number three, just like a woman that wants to collect from sold properties, case number four, or from yisoyimim, the father passed away, she wants to get her ksuba from the Yisaimim. In all these cases, she has to swear. And just like the case is, this is case number five, that if the woman wants to collect her ksuba and the husband is not here, he divorced her and he left, he's overseas. So in all these cases, she cannot collect only with a shua, just like that's true in these five cases, is also true for the case of when Yisaimim want to collect from other Yisaimim, and they produce a shtar chayv that says, your father owed our father money, they could only collect with a shvur. Now, we explained that the assignment they're trying to collect from, they kind of admitted that the loan is a good loan, but they say maybe our father paid it. So the assignment claiming the money, they're going to have to swear. But if the assignment they're trying to collect from, tainit, it was never was such a loan, and then the assignment that are trying to collect produced the shtar chayv that their father did take money from their father. So now they have to pay, and no shvua is necessary. What are you going to say now? Maybe it was paid. You just said there was no loan, according to you. So you don't know that it was paid. When someone says there was no loan, that's like saying it was never paid. The Batanur also explained this. We're talking about a case where the malva died during the life of the loiva. The malva is the lender, and the loiva is the borrower. But if the borrower passed away first, so the malva, the lender, could only collect from the assignment with a shvua. Now that he passed away before he collected, the halacha is any money that you could only collect through a shvua is not inherited by his children. So our Mishnah's case is talking about, again, where Yisaimim are collecting from Yisaimim. The Yisaimim they're trying to collect from said, maybe our father paid already. It's talking about where the Malva passed away first and then the Loiva passed away. So for the Yisayim to collect from the other Yisayim, they have to swear. Now, what are they going to swear? They can't swear that the loan wasn't repaid. How would they know? They have to swear that the father didn't give them a last-minute order before he passed away that the loan was paid, and he didn't say it to them before that the loan was paid, and that they didn't find a receipt to this shtar that it was paid amongst his documents. If this Yosem was born after the father passed away, the one that's claiming the money, Zok Rabbi Yochanan ben Breika, obviously he can't make the shvua that the father told him it was paid because he never met his father on this world, but he does have to swear that he didn't find the receipt amongst the documents. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel told us that if there are Edim who say that the father clearly stated b'shas misosai that the shtar was not paid, then the Yosem or Yisayim could collect without a shvua.